This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. That's because you can call in and talk about whatever you want. The number to do so is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. It's Alex.
And this is Dave.
And we're coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands over in Asia Pacific.
And it is slightly overcast, and it's a little break from the heat that we've been having, but it's a nice day.
Well, they say the heat kills corona, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I
guess we're safe.
Well, you know, there's a reason why in biological warfare doctrine you're supposed to launch your weapons between dusk and dawn. You know, that's just something that I learned back in the Desert Storm.
Well, is that not so it's harder to see and react? People are sleeping, or it's the heat?
No, it's because ultraviolet light from the sun is detrimental to different types of microorganisms that are commonly used in bio warfare.
So sun is indeed the best disinfectant.
Yeah, and I saw a bunch of people with Trump derangement syndrome going on and on about Trump talking about UV as a possible disinfectant and freaking out and saying, what an idiot. And it's like, well, you know, he may not be the most eloquent guy in speaking, and he might not say things in a smooth talking way that, you know, our former president did,
was a smooth talker.
He was one of the smoothest. Yeah,
you know?
Barack
could talk out of both sides of his mouth like no one else.
Yeah, he was the most eloquent liar. I mean,
Nobel Peace Prize winner. But how many wars was he involved in?
We had a couple wars, but you know, it was done for peace.
Indeed,
that's my failed attempt of doing Barack Obama. I can't do Trump. When he's like gone, I'll be able to do him. But yeah.
Sitting presidents are tough.
But you know, it's like people think I'm a right winger just because I support Trump. Actually, one of the reasons I supported Trump in the first place is because, you know, he was bad for the Republican Party and shook things up. I just prefer a blunt, crass and rude guy who like tells it straight than an eloquent liar. And we've had so many people go, well, he's not presidential. And I'm looking at, you know, recent history of the people we've had who were, quote, considered presidential, you know, both Bushes, Clinton, Obama, and even, you know, Carter and even Reagan. And I'm thinking, well, if that's presidential, give me somebody who's not.
Yeah, I agree. One of my favorite things about Trump is that he delegitimizes the office of presidency, right? I think the office has a lot of legitimacy. Like, this is so important. This is, like, you know, the most powerful man in the world. And I think Trump does a good job at making people realize, like, what are we doing? Why are we deciding who has control of the nukes with a popularity contest? Maybe this isn't the best way to make decisions. And I like that he's sort of, like, you know, turning things up on his head. Him, Boris Johnson, and others are people are thinking. Yeah. No, I don't know if I like democracy so much anymore. Like this, maybe this isn't a great idea. And I think that has a lot of value.
Well, thank God we don't have a democracy. People keep on forgetting that we are a constitutionally limited republic. And you know, they asked Benjamin Franklin, you know, what have you given us? And he said, a republic if you can keep it. And the thing is, you know, people forget that democracy is very, very easily turned into a tyranny, which can be the tyranny of the 51%. I mean, just read up on the death of Socrates, and you got to realize that the reason Socrates was forced to drink hemlock was because he was unpopular, and they voted for him to kill himself. So, you know, it's like You know, we don't like Socrates because he's, you know, saying stuff that we don't like, so let's have him die. And they actually went out in Athens and they had a direct democracy, and as a result, they forced Socrates to die. So that's the way I look at democracy. Don't get me wrong, I believe people, the citizenry, should have a say, but having an unlimited franchise...
I don't. Why should the citizenry have a say? I think you should make decisions based on... You need to align responsibility with decision-making. So you need to have a skin in the game, right? Remember, initially you had to be a land-owning white male.
Yeah.
And that's sort of like people who are like taxpayers, right?
Yeah.
So I would say the minimum, you have to be a taxpayer. And even landowning, I think, is probably good, right? If you have a stake in the country, mm-hmm. you're more likely to think in the long term, where there's sort of a financier class who just drifts around from place to place, loots it, and then goes to the next place. So,
I'll go back to my first broadcast, you know, with Robert Heinlein. I think that, the concept of citizenship being contingent upon service and earning your right to vote, is a good idea. I mean, the older I get, the more I realize that maybe we need people who do have skin in the...
Why service, right? I think service for electing a commander-in-chief might make sense to tie the two together, but why does serving in the military make you competent to do economic policy? Not that the government necessarily should be doing it in the first place, but if we were to modify... Right, I think we have to go incrementally.
But wait, why does service necessarily have to mean force of arms and military? I mean, in fact, if you read the book Starship Troopers by Heinlein, it says right there that it wasn't just the military. It's like, you know, you could be like a janitor at some outpost in Antarctica.
Even worse. Why should the janitor be making economic policy?
Because he put his skin in the game and he did his 2 years of arduous hard service to earn his citizenship. They make you do something crappy that's hard.
I'm for increasing the barrier for citizenship. Right? Mm-hmm. It shouldn't just be, you know, I just lived here for 5 years, I can apply for citizenship. But then we should separate citizenship from voting. Right?
Maybe, yeah.
Because I think decisions should be made by people who can make the or most capable of making decisions.
Well,
we want the best leading the rest, not the rest leading the best. And the problem with our current system is the rest are leading the best, right? Look at this lockdown scenario.
Yeah. Well, part of the problem is there's no quality control.
Exactly. That's the problem with a democracy in general is one man, one vote. It's not one quality man, one vote. It's just anyone. You know, if you can breathe, you're over 18, you get to vote. And they're trying to push it lower and lower. You know, let's have 17-year-olds vote. Let's have 16-year-olds vote.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't see how that's going to lead us to better decisions.
Well, you know what I think is hilarious is how you have these people and, you know, as time goes on, and I see, I don't really call them liberals. You know, a liberal is somebody who wants more freedom and is somebody who believes in, you know, the ability to express yourself without fear of reprisal. And what's going on is we have a bunch of authoritarians who operate off of the, I would call it the Marxist school of critical thinking.
The regressive left.
Yeah, and these are the same people who sit there and say that, they want people to be raise the age to drink, raise the age to smoke, have age and
you're not responsible enough to make decisions yourself, but you're responsible enough to make it for everyone else.
Exactly. So they're clamoring for
saying
you don't
even have hair on your chest, but you should decide the you know, foreign policy of America.
Yeah,
economic policy.
Yeah, you can't own a firearm. If you're unless you're under 21, some of these liberals want to make it 25, but you want a 16-year-old to vote on whether I can have a firearm. One thing I thought was funny is, you know, I was 18 years old in a war zone, and I got back to, you know, the States, and I couldn't have a beer. So I thought that was funny.
Indeed. What do you think about the drinking age, voting age? Should we expand voting rights, reduce them? Let us know your thoughts. The number to do so is 855-450-3733. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Find out about your common law rights. Move about the land freely in your personal conveyance or on foot. Know what to say if stopped by a man or woman in a costume and proceed safely on your way. Also, find out how to lawfully keep all the money you make free of tax. Protect your liberty and freedoms in a peaceful and lawful way by adding WilliamStenson60 at yahoo.com to your Skype contacts. And let's talk free on Skype. That's WilliamStenson60 at yahoo.com.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. That's because you can call in and share your thoughts. The number to do so is 855-450-3733. It's Alex.
And this is Dave.
And we're coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands. And we have a caller on the line. But first, I want to tell you about local.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposits, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com. And we're going to go to the phones. Steve, are you there? Steve, going once. Hello?
Yep. Can you hear me?
Okay. We got you.
Alex and Dave, my two favorite hosts. Hey, can we sign a petition to just let you guys do it all the time?
You can contact Free Talk Live to send in your feedback. We appreciate it.
I appreciate your vote of confidence.
Well, listen, I don't get fired up real often. I mean, I do. But I get real fired up when people start talking about 16-year-olds voting.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've got a 16-year-old and a 17-year-old that live with me, and I'm gonna use some southern term or southern phrasing. They don't know their butts from a hole in the ground.
Right? Neither did I at that age.
No, and I'll be the first to admit that I didn't. I just knew what my parents had talked about, and my mom was not much into politics. My dad was, but they need to make the age for everything either 21 or make the age for everything 18 and stick with it. You can go fight for your country, but you can't buy beer. That's a little ridiculous. Mm.
Yeah. Well, I always found it funny that, you know, here I was old enough to commit murder for the state, but I wasn't old enough to drink a shot of booze. But
I don't know if this is a national thing, but here now you can't even buy cigarettes till you're 21.
Yeah.
Well, it's national, but they don't enforce it here.
Yeah.
The alcohol and tobacco enforcement agency.
Well, I Googled that place because I told my wife how awesome it sounds, and I was like, I think I figured out where I want to retire. But I don't know if she was too keen on it. But
get out here, I'll buy you the first beer. How does that sound?
There you go. But now, you know, my son's going to be 18 in June, so he's going to be able to vote in this next election. God help us.
Man.
And, well, do you think 18 is even old enough? I mean,
no,
I'm worried about that.
Listen,
when I was in high school,
you're on your parents'
young
insurance now until you're 26. You don't even know how paying a medical premium or an insurance premium affects your life. I pay $1,000 a month in insurance premiums.
Wow.
Now,
I taught high school. Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, no, that's fine. I was just going to say, also, I'm trying to hurry. I'm sorry. My wife's waiting for me to throw these ribeyes on the grill. So, my daughter had brain surgery back in August, and we had a family deductible of $9,000. So not only am I paying $1,000 a month for the premium, we had to come up with $9,000 to meet the deductibles, and then our insurance only pays 80% of the total bill. So we're still out, you know, 20 grand, not even counting the premiums. So these kids, they just sit on their parents' insurance till they're 26. They don't know how this crap affects them. And I'm trying to watch my language because I do get fired up about this. But, you know, they don't know. They've never had a job other than my son works at Starbucks.
God.
I mean, you know, my daughter works at Gassano's Pizza. And works the front desk seating people. They don't know what it is to support a family. They don't know what it is to pay taxes. Mm-hmm. They don't know what it is to pay insurance premiums. How in the hell can you decide who needs to run our country for the next 4 years?
Yeah.
And the worst part is, I remember when I was in high school, senior year, nonstop, register to vote, register to vote, register to vote. It's your duty to vote. Vote, vote, vote. You can make a difference. Vote. And I'm just like, this is so dangerous. They're trying to get every young, dumb person in the country to vote because that's how they can win.
Well, right? now they want you to be able to mail it in.
Yeah. Well, I remember one time I made a millennial cry. I had this guy come work with us. He was born with a silver spoon up his butt, you know. He was just graduated from college, you know. Nice enough kid, but he knew everything. He was like 22 and a half years old, and we were doing some work at the local airport doing some hazardous waste stuff, and I was just trying to get the job done, and he was just pestering me, and I just like looked at him one day and I said, "You're the type of kid that makes me wish they'd bring back the effing draft." And he just like starts crying, "Why would you say that?" And then I sat him aside and he goes, "You want me to go to Iraq and get killed?" And I'm like, "No, that absolutely not. I just think that a year or two in the armed forces would straighten your butt out and give you a sense of reality." He goes, "Really?" I said, "Yeah, I said that as a, like, you know, you're not a bad person. You just need to get spanked a little to straighten yourself out."
Yeah, because he didn't get spanked at home, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, I was a crap head. I was a S head. S with a hit head. And, you know, and as I said, 4 years in the Navy, like, you know, put my head, put my head straight on a lot of things. I'm not saying going to war is good. I'm just saying.
Right, exactly. But my dad was raised by a 21-year Navy guy who was on subs for 13 years. So he was a little crazy anyway. And when I was about 7 years old, I called my sister in an S face.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was seven. I didn't even know what that was, but I'd heard my dad say it.
Yeah.
So he was working on a 74 Nova in the shop at the time. My sister runs in and tells him what I said. He calls me into the. He pulled the fan belt off the car and wore me out with it. And I didn't do it anymore.
Well, yeah. Well, nowadays, if you do that, CPS will take your kid away.
Oh, yeah. You're going to jail if you. Kid with anything, especially a fan belt off the car.
But, yeah.
Hey, guys, I got to run. I appreciate you guys.
Enjoy those ribeyes, man.
All right, man. Later.
Yeah, I mean, I think it should get people riled up, right?
Yeah.
16-year-olds voting. I mean, 18-year-olds voting gets me riled up.
Yeah.
20-year-olds voting. I'm in my 20s. Take away my vote. I'll take one for the team, and let's just make it 30-plus.
Yeah, well, you know, and the thing is...
Let's just get rid of voting altogether.
No, I think that there should be some sort of franchise. It's just I think we need quality control. We need to have, like, some ability to make sure these people are not going to just be fickle.
What do you think? Call in, let us know. The number to do so is 855-450-3733. That's 855-453, as in freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Stocks are closing higher on Wall Street after approval of a new fiscal stimulus bill. The Dow gained 260 points to end the week at 23,775. The president says the latest stimulus package that was signed by him today will directly help small businesses.
Today I signed the Paycheck Protection Program and health care Enhancement Act, providing $320 billion to keep American workers on the payroll. $30 billion of the Paycheck Protection Funds will be reserved for small financial institutions, including those that serve minority and distressed communities, extending vital relief to thousands of African American and Hispanic American small business owners and their employees.
The president also said that 18 states are now showing a decline in the number of positive tests. You're listening to USA Radio News. Pentagon spokesman Jonathan Hoffman says the Navy hospital ship Comfort will be returning to its home port in Norfolk, Virginia.
After more than 3 weeks, the USNS Comfort will be leaving New York City, although I do not have an updated date of departure for you today. This is a sure sign of modest progress in mitigating the virus in the nation's hardest hit city and is a welcome sign.
The vessel was deployed to help hospitals in New York City. A new poll from Rasmussen Reports shows widespread support for President Trump's newly signed executive order that bans immigration into the United States for 60 days. The order applies for those only seeking permanent residence in the United States and foreign nationals seeking a green card who are outside the United States. 57% of U.S. voters say a halt to immigration is important because of the economic impact due to the coronavirus. Meanwhile, 31% are opposed and 13% undecided. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. That's because you can call in and share your thoughts. The number to do so is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. It's Alex.
And Dave.
And we're coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands. And I want to tell you about AnyPay. Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you can earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet address. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com. And I believe we have a caller on the line. Dave, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
What's on your
mind? Okay, am I too close to the phone?
You're doing good.
You sound perfect to me.
Okay, good. So apparently this demonstration in New Hampshire against the lockdowns, or whatever you want to call them, managed to get itself denounced on CNN.
Oh, shock. Congratulations. Were you there?
No, I wasn't. But it's always, I think like that's like a community goal, is to make sure that CNN denounces us as many times as possible.
Well, in my experience, if CNN denounces you, you're probably doing something right, at least in terms of political matters.
Yeah, I don't know the details, but just one of your other callers told me this in a private conversation, and I guess what they said, they were making fun of people that didn't have that were out of work, whining about the fact that they were out of work. Suppose that's what the CNN person was saying. Just like really outrageous stuff.
Well, it would be outrageous, but it's happened so many times before, right? You have this ivory tower elite who's has no idea what's going on Main Street, just talking down to you and, you know, thinking like everyone agrees with them because all of their buddies in Manhattan or L.A. or wherever, when they're at Starbucks getting their, like, mocha chai lattes or whatever, are just like, oh my God, like, Trump's so outrageous. Like, yeah, he's so outrageous. And everyone agrees. So they think, like, you know, no one out there really likes him. He just somehow, he snuck in there. You know, he stole the election with Putin's help. And, you know, all we need to do is shine the light on what's going on and everyone will agree. Meanwhile, the common man is like, I hate these people. They're so condescending. They think they know everything, but they haven't worked, like, a real job in their life. They just, you know, talk. That's all they do. They're talking heads.
Well, you know, I'm not calling for any kind of violence. I don't want a civil war or anything crazy like that. But it would be extremely entertaining to watch them brown their shorts if the boogaloo ever starts, because they'd be in trouble.
You know, there have only been two cases I can name in modern history where there's been a violent rebellion against a native like your own government, right?
Yeah.
That's actually made things even slightly better.
Yeah.
It's very unusual, and that's why it is to be avoided. The Irish Rebellion in 1919 and the Zapatista Rebellion in 1994 achieved these kinds of very mild improvements, right, at a terrible cost in lives.
Right.
And everything else, just all these other rebellions, just made things worse.
I'm just saying, like, if the heat ever really got turned up, if there was like any kind of without rule of law scenario. I'm not saying I want it. In fact, I really want to prevent it. But I'm just saying these talking heads that have these elite attitudes, they would probably be the least capable of handling themselves in such a situation.
I don't know. I think there's this right-wing fantasy of that, you know, if it comes to, like, you know, violence, the real world, we're going to win. But I think that's not the case. Whenever we see political violence on the streets, like with Antifa and stuff, the right is always losing, right? It's the left who, they go in there, they commit their crimes and their assaults, and they come out untouched. And like a right-wing person defends themselves, and they're going to jail. Maybe they'll get out, maybe they won't. So it seems that, I'm sure CNN will be, you know, the police will protect CNN. It's an essential business, and they'll be able to just talk smack from behind their well-fortified building. Well, the man on the street, independent journalist, is getting attacked. Like in Portland, that Asian journalist, I forget his name, like Antifa hit him with like a crowbar. He had like
messed up. Well, I think what my point is it's not that it's kind of a fun fantasy to see some guy like Soy Boy getting his lumps, but at the same time, I think the best thing to do is to stop listening to these people because they're such weak people. I mean, there's no reason anybody should
not just weak, they're liars.
Yeah, they're weak. They're a bunch of weak liars. And my question is, why do we let them dictate the narrative of our world? I mean, why do people even listen to these folks anymore? That's my biggest question.
It's like, have a choice.
Well,
yeah.
You know, I did a video once after I'd confronted a CNN person. I said, the video, I titled it Freedom of Speech, Even for CNN, and I still believe that. But the other thing to keep in mind is that we've had some fairly constructive rebellions in the United States, peaceable rebellions over the last 15 years. We had Occupy, we had the Tea Party. I think they both pushed things in a positive direction for the most part.
Yeah.
And now we've got a third one. We've got a third one on our hands, at least in New Hampshire, in the form of it's called Reopen and Aged. And so it's the Reopen movement. It's going to be the third wave of demonstrations against government overreach, and I think that's a positive thing. I had a little demonstration a month ago, you know, and I put out this request for a New Hampshire Spring. I said, let's turn this into a New Hampshire Spring that we can be proud of, like the Arab Spring. And it never occurred to me that that would actually happen, but it seems like it is happening.
You know, I'm glad that you brought up the Tea Party and Occupy in a positive light in the same sentence, because I remember having arguments with my conservative friends about Occupy, and I'd be like, you know, hey, man, these guys have some points. And then the liberal friends are going, oh, these Tea Party guys are all crazy and they're bad. And the thing is if you drew a Venn diagram, you know, of what both Occupy and the Tea Party guys wanted, a lot of it was like, we just want accountability. And I think Occupy and the Tea Party people, I think they had a lot more in common. And part of the problem I saw was people like these CNN talking heads and others in the elite talking head class,
managerial class,
divided us on these minor differences that I think these populist movements have had.
And they hate populism.
The important thing is that these are groups we are not forced to pay for their activities.
Right.
At least not par se. And everything that these government goons that come after them, we're forced to pay their salaries, no matter how nice the government goons might be that
whoa,
day
whoa,
or how
speak
nasty
for yourself.
The protesters might
don't
be.
Pay
that's the thing
anything
to keep in mind.
For the federal government.
Who are you forced to pay?
Well, here's another thing, too, though.
To come to the Mariana Islands, you can escape the payment of federal employees.
Well, here's something important to note, and this is you can look it up. It's documented. Every major news network has CIA implanted in it. Ever since Operation Mockingbird started back in the 50s, okay? People like Dan Rather, for example, were listed as, like, CIA assets. And then in 2013, Obama signed the National Defense Authorization Act, which basically legalized the CIA to use propaganda against the American people, and I don't think that's been changed. And you have to look, okay, so maybe we are paying for these people.
Yeah, my hero, it's not a conspiracy theory, my hero,
no,
William Colby, who ran the CIA, said that that there was no major media figure that was not owned by the CIA.
And then he died in a canoe accident.
Yes.
Could be worse. Could have been two bullets to the back of the head as a suicide, as they love to do. Right?
I like the karate chops of the neck. That was a suicide.
What do you like? Call in and let us know. 855-450-3733.
The letters IRS give you anxiety. I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. That's because you can call in and share your thoughts. The number to do so is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. It's Alex.
And this is uncaffeinated Dave, who, thank goodness, is being pumped by the hardcore bumper music. And it is exciting.
We're coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands, a U.S. territory out there on Asia Pacific.
Where America's day begins. It's morning time here, actually.
Yeah, it's about 9:50 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Free Talk Live is global. Right?
Yeah.
Different hemispheres and time zones and everything. So,
and for all those, you know, because we are from the future, the lotto numbers will be 8, 22, 7,
oh, wait.
14,
don't give it all.
And 9.
And we're going to go to the phones. We have Josh in Springfield, Illinois.
Hey.
Josh, are you here?
Hey, Dave. Yeah. Can you
hear guys.
Me?
Hello, Josh.
Okay. I have a question, because I've been reading about going to the Mariana Islands in Saipan specifically, and I looked in, and there's just one thing. It's a website called Saipan Sex.
Oh, yeah, I'm familiar with that. With that. It's actually, it was written by a guy who used to work for the AG's office who had a very bad experience. And the thing is, yeah, a lot of people seem to look at things through certain lenses, and yeah, there's a lot of problems with this place, like any place else. It's sort of like, especially when the guy who wrote Saipan Sex was here, there was a lot more corruption back in the days. But in some ways it was better, in some ways it was worse. What were your thoughts on Saipan Sex?
Well, I was just reading into it, and I was thinking about moving someplace tropical and kind of just kicking back, and I'm not really sure about the Mariana Islands now because of this Saipan Sucks. So I've been looking into San Juan. That's got its own issues.
Well, I got a question for you. There's a couple criteria you have to think of. Like, do you have money that, like, where you're not gonna be reliant on the local government for your ability to make a living here?
Is your income location independent?
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay. See, I was a public school teacher here. Specifically, I was a public school teacher on Tinian, and I will tell you that my life as a public school teacher on Tinian was 180 degrees different from my life here working in the private sector on Saipan. There's a lot of issues. Like, the government here, in a lot of ways, if you work for the government, it's, as I think a friend of mine in Detroit said, it be flicked. You got a lot of dysfunction going on, and you have a lot of political backstabbing, and it's kind of like, let's say you work for, I'm just going to pull a government agency out of the hat here and say, like, let's say you work for the Department of Public Housing, or, you know, you work for some other department, and if you, like, voted for the wrong gubernatorial candidate, and then, like, the other guy gets in, his friends are going to get your job, and you're going to be out until the next political cycle. So that a lot of that kind of stuff happens. And the AG's office, from my understanding of people who I've known who work there, say it's a very toxic environment. So the guy who wrote Saipan Sucks was a lawyer who worked for the AG's office, and his website is going to reflect his experience. So I'm not going to say this place is perfect by any means, but I like it, and there's no way in heck I am ever moving back to the mainland if I can help it. But that's just
it's
me.
It's a very niche place, right? Probably not a right fit for the average person, but if you like to have a place where you can have more freedom, lower taxes, the government is really out of your face in general. They don't really enforce things. You can kind of just live your life without any interference in a warm place with low taxes, legal weed, a lot of beautiful Asian women as well draws some people over. So if any of those things appeal, it might be well suited for you. On the other hand, if you really like to have, like, your cosmopolitan amenities, right? We don't have a Whole Foods. We don't have a Starbucks.
Yeah, exactly.
So
thank God.
Things that people may have gotten used to over the years, it's just being like, well, everywhere in America I can get X. Well, maybe not in Saipan, right?
Right.
The shipping times are slower. We have Amazon, but things can be slower, and things with lithium ion batteries sometimes have problems shipping here.
Yeah.
So there's trade-offs with everything, but for people who have location independent income, or they work in healthcare, or they're lawyers or engineers, and they can get, like, decent jobs, they'll be, like, the upper class here, having a really relaxed life, ocean view houses, and all of that kind of stuff. So it'll really depend on your situation. Definitely, for some people, Saipan is a terrible decision. You know, your life will get worse. For others, your life could improve significantly. Your taxes cut in half. No sales tax, no property tax. So it'll just really depend on your lifestyle and your needs.
Yeah. Like, my mom moved out here for a couple of years, and, you know, her desires for the convenience of, a Walmart on every corner and the whole consumer lifestyle didn't fit with her. So she didn't last. But, you know, me, on the other hand, I'm not a consumer, really, and I don't care about those things, and I'm willing to give up a certain amount of, like, expectation on customer service, for example. I'm willing to live with that.
Yeah, so, I'm also looking into a bunch of places, so I gotta go. Thank you guys for your input.
Good luck. I hope you make a good choice wherever you wind up at.
All righty. See ya.
All right. Next, we'll go to Matthew in Louisiana.
Matthew, hey, guys.
Are you there?
Yes,
hey, Matthew.
I am here. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, sir.
Okay, yeah. I want to correct a misimpression that I gave y'all last week, that I am a, some kind of a Obama supporter, because I'd mentioned that Fox News Radio had, unironically during the, whatever pandemic it was that was raging during his administration, was telling us that the biggest health hazard was gold coins falling out of the sky. The reason I brought that up is because a lot of the MAGA type people, the huge Trump fans, all support, they all listen to Fox News and listen to conservative talk radio. And so you hear Rush Limbaugh say, things are going to be great. We're all going to be doing fine. And Fox News Radio comes on and says, we're all going to die. And they've been doing that since the election of Donald Trump. And
well, there's a danger of getting stuck in an echo chamber, whether you're on the right conservative side of things or you're more on the, quote, progressive side of things. There are echo chambers people get stuck in. And I have to fight that whole idea too, because I mean, while I support Donald Trump, I give him like a B+, not an A, because he has made mistakes. He's made some mistakes.
Sliding towards a D for me, because as far as I'm concerned, this lockdown needs to end, because vaccine ain't coming.
Isn't it your governor's job to end?
What's that?
Isn't it the governor's job to end? What can he do?
Yeah, here's the thing. Donald Trump, I mean, don't get me wrong, I respect your opinion, and by the way, I'm not thinking you're some Obama guy, but...
thank you.
He's letting
as a Heinleinist.
Well, it's okay. Well, he's sitting there, and I think he's giving the Democratic governors enough rope to hang the Democratic Party. He's kind of damned if he does.
The news media keeps untying the knots they're tying around their neck. My wife is convinced that Donald Trump told people to inject themselves with Lysol.
Oh, I know. And the thing is, these people in the media are a bunch of liars. I mean, I'd say don't even believe anything that I say. Check it out for yourself. But yes, well, I knew they were all full of, crap when they had the Charlottesville thing saying, oh, Trump said the Ku Klux Klan were good people. No, he didn't. Read their transcript. But yeah, I agree with you, man. You're 100% right about the media.
Awesome. We appreciate you calling in and giving us that correction. We don't want anyone thinking you're an Obama supporter now, do we?
And even if you are, we still love you.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in 855-450-3733.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.